Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for what you're bringing down in our lives today, God. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You have done so much, Lord God. You have lifted us up out of nothingness, Lord God. You brought us to a place, Lord God, where only you could have done it, Lord. And I thank you for, God. I thank you that you took a chance on our lives. You took a chance at our hearts. You took a chance on our minds. And, Lord, you came out victorious. Lord, it's only you, God. Only you, God. Only you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Sometimes you got to wake up with a shout in your hand. Sometimes you got to wake up with a clap, Lord God. Sometimes you got to wake up and know that God is still in control of it all. God is still God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to my God. Okay, all right, let's get started. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ain't got nothing for you right now. All I got for you is a clap. I got a shout, Lord God. I give my heart to you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I tell you, I miss the good old days. I miss them. Oh, God, I miss it. I miss them days. You go into church, you walk in the door, and the first thing you do, you're met with is a smile and a shout. You met with a smile and a shout. The music is playing. Ain't nobody talking. Everybody yelling and saying, it's all right. I made it through another day. It's all right. I conquered another demon. It's all right. The enemy ain't get me yet. Woo, God. Woo, God. Woo, God. I tell you, sometimes I don't understand it. I go to church some days, and I am sitting at church, and I'm seeing all these dignitaries sitting up on the pulpit, and I see that music running. And I see the people jumping up and screaming and shouting, and I see them sitting there like this, not even participating, not even moving, because I can't understand it. Because I know when I hear it, when I wake up every morning and I hear God call my name, oh, it's a time to shout. When I wake up and God say, hey, son, it's time for you to get up. I'm ready to go. It's time for you to get up. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Glory be to your name. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's bring it back down for a second, because you know what? I'm your host, AJ C, and I want to welcome you to AJ Ministry House of Prophecy. I want to welcome everybody from Zeno FM, everybody from Blog Talk Network, and everybody's going to see this on the rebroadcast. I want to thank you for coming by. But if you didn't come here with a shout in your chest, with a dance on your feet, with a clap in your hands, you have to bold faith. Because here we come to celebrate Jesus. We come to give God the glory. We came to tell God you're all right with me. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Woo! See, it's not my way. It's God's way. See, I wake up in the morning, and I'm ready to say thank you. See, because I understand last night when you some people went to bed, they didn't wake up this morning. Last night, you was out there in the storm. You might didn't get home. But God, oh, God. After 20 plus years in the ministry, I still got to shout. After 20 plus years in the ministry, I'm still happy for my Jesus. I still can say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for choosing me. My God, my God. All right. I know you're wondering who this crazy man is sitting in front of you. Why is he yelling like he lost his mind? Why is he doing the things he's doing? But let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you about my God. I got a reason to holler. I got a reason to cry. I got a reason to shout. And if you look at me right now, you got a reason too. You woke up this morning. If he don't do nothing else, he woke you up. Woo! See, God gave me joy. God gave me joy. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. God gave me joy. And if you realize that the world can't fill a void in you, when you realize that the world can't do what you really wanted to do, that only God. Yeah. You know that dance. Yeah. You know when you break it out. Yeah. That new set. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Ain't no time. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning and I sat. Well, let me stop for a second. Before I get going, because I'm ready to go. God, I'm ready to go. He here. He in the house. And long as he here, I'm happy about it. Yeah, God. I'm happy about Jesus. I'm happy about the Lord. He saved my life. He set me free from sin and shame. He gave me a second chance, a third chance. If you're here with me today, you got to have a shout. Woo, God. Oh, man. I know. It don't take all that. Let me tell you something. It take all that and more, because the things that God done brought me through, the things that he done lift me out of, the places he done pulled me out of, you just don't know. You don't know. Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, all I can do is shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah for saving me. Somebody know what I'm talking about out there. I ain't crazy. Somebody know what I'm talking about. See, somebody remember back when they ain't have nothing and God gave them a chance. Somebody remember when they was walking all every day and they wanted a car so bad, then somebody ended up getting the money to get a car. You wanted a little bit of food in your refrigerator. You got the food, and food came from nowhere. You remember those days. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those people that went through something. Those people that had trials and tribulations. Those people that got hurts and pains and still came on top because God. Yeah, God. Woo! My Lord. I don't know who you is. I don't know what you're going through. But I'm going to tell you this. The best way to get to God is with a shout. The best way to see God is with a shout. Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me, oh, God. Let me bring it down. Let me bring it down. Let me talk to you for, Dad, talk to you for, is you with me this morning? Is you with me? If you're with me this morning, give God a hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Woo, God. Woo, God. Tell you something about God. Tell you something about God. Y'all talk all that stuff y'all want. Y'all believe in man. You believe in symbols and everything else. But I believe in God, the true and living God, the God that came to my rescue. When people turned their backs on me, God was there. When I was laid out on a hospital bed, God was there. When my diabetes, God was there. When he healed my body and set free my mind, God was there. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I lost my mom. Don't think I don't understand. I know you woke up this morning expecting to hear this mesmerizing message. You woke up this morning waiting to hear me say this inspirational revelational context from somewhere unknown. But I came here today to celebrate Jesus. See, I got a scripture for you, but I need you to understand the first thing you got to do every day when you wake up out of bed, every time you get home from work, every time you lay your head down, you got to say, God, thank you. God, thank you. But thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, God, for my tomorrows and my tomorrows. Oh, God. Oh, God. See, we don't thank God enough. We don't thank God enough. We tell God, I'll say, thank you, God. Thank you here and there. Thank you here and there. But you know what? You need to be thanking God every time you walk down the street. If you go to the store and you come back and nothing happened to you, you ought to be thanking God because you could have got robbed. You should have could have got shot. You could have got hit by a bus on the way to the store. But God took you to the store and brought you back safe. You ought to be thanking God. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Woo, God. See, I ain't too proud to dance. I ain't too proud to jump and shout. Hey, look, let me tell you something. In a little while, you're going to see me with my pulpit back here. I'm going to be standing up, and me and God going to have a running good time. See, this chair is holding me down right now. This chair keeps me from moving. But that's an excuse right now because God knows. When it's time to get loose up in here, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to let God take over everything. He going to blow the lights out. He going to blow the sound up. He going to make it so loud here, people ain't going to be able to sleep in the neighborhood. They're going to have to get up to celebrate my God. They're going to have to get up to give my God his glory. They have to get up to tell God, it's all right. Take control of my life. Oh, yeah. All right. I'd have had you some good old time already. I'm enjoying myself already. But I got to say to you this morning that before I go any further, I want to thank you. And I want to ask you, you know, if you come by here and you enjoy what we're doing, if you're having fun with God, let me know. Leave me a comment, subscribe, you know, hit that bell icon so that you can get notifications when we upload. We do sometimes come up, upload, and we do sometimes come on. We just, you know, we don't just praise God. We do. Give God the word. We do speak out what we need for God to have. We do that. We do all the normal things. But in the morning time, it's my time. See, afternoon, weekends, things like that. Of course, I'm gonna preach. I'll probably prophesy from time to time. I even do prayer and I'll do a Bible study. But you got to understand, it's a relationship between you and God. It's a relationship that you got to have with God. You got to be able to say, you got to be able to say to God, you have come into my life. And more than anything, you set me free. You got to know that God gave you another chance to to be released into this world. See, I'm not crying for myself. I'm crying right now for those out there who don't know the Lord. I'm crying for those out there right now who do know the Lord and walked away from him. I'm crying for you right now who found the blessings of God and don't realize how blessed you truly are. I'm crying for you right now. Because every day I wake up, every day I look at my table, every day I look in my house, every day I get in my car to drive, I thank God for it. The everyday things, the things we take for granted, every day I wake up, I say, God, I glorify you for it, God. I thank you for it, God. I give you honor and praise for it, God. You know, my God, it was a time I was running so wild. I would go out drinking, and I would wake up the next day in a strange bed. A strange bed. Didn't know how I got there. Didn't know who I was with. Strange bed. Wake up with women laying beside me. I didn't even know who they was. Out there doing things that unconscionable. If it had not been for Jesus, Lord, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about right now. You got to understand, people. This Bible-toting crazy person you see in front of you right now was not always like this. I was not always this man you see in front of me. One time I was out there. People called me an All-American. Because if you could drink and smoke it or shoot it in your arms, I was down with it. And I sit before you today, 20-plus years clean. Ah, God. Not a drug, not a drink. Ah, God, this ain't no time. God, this is the time for you to know that God changed my life. God changed my heart. God changed my soul. He can do the same for you. You got to know that God is a deliverer. God is a rewarder of the saints. God is an all in all. He's my El Shaddai. He's my Elohim. He's my love on my right. He's the God of God and the Lord of Lords. God is our God. I need you to understand today. See, a lot of people think I'm crazy. But I knew this pastor went down. Pastor Potts. Blessings, Pastor Potts, if you see this video. She ain't related to the internet, but if you see it, blessings to you. You go into a church, she's an old-timey pastor. She was an old-timey pastor, good pastor. Blessings to her. And she would come into her church, and if you sang a song that was like slow song, a mellow song, like a, you know, something slow, something that wasn't upbeat, she say, take that to the, when I die, you can play that at my funeral. While I'm alive, she wanted to hear something moving. She wanted to hear some hands clapping, foot stomping music. She wanted to know that I'm alive and I'm enjoying God. She was riding down the street. She hit it. She hit it blasting out her car. And she be... She came to church one day. She had a testimony. She said the police pulled her over because of the music she was playing was too loud. And you got people running around the streets right now playing all kinds of crazy rap music, cussing out their mama, calling girls all kinds of names. But she was riding down the street playing her church music, and the police pulled over. You know what? If the enemy ain't mad, then you're doing something wrong. If the enemy ain't mad, you're doing something wrong. If the enemy ain't on the run, you're doing something wrong. If he ain't trying to attack you and stop you from doing what God wants you to do, you're doing something wrong. Rethink that thing and get it right. Oh, God. Oh, God. See, I think about David a lot. I think about David a lot David had a repentant spirit. God knows David wasn't perfect. David didn't have dot all his I's and cross all his T's. David didn't, but he had a repentant spirit. David knew that when he went wrong, when he did something wrong, that David would go to God with all the fervent prayer he had, with the power and authority that God laid in his life. He said, God, I'm sorry. He would cry out. See, some of us, we done forgot how to cry out. We done forgot how to believe that we're wrong because we think we're right. We think we're doing everything perfect, but we're not. God tells us, in this world, my God. Oh, God. I just got to say thank you, Lord. I'm humble to your word, God. I'm humble to you, Lord God. I lay my life down for you, God, for you are the great I am, oh, God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. Oh, God. Oh, God. See, you got to know today that it's God. It's God. It's all about God. It's all about what he's doing for you and what he want to do for you. You got to stop moving from left to right. You got to stop running backwards and forth. You got to know that it's all about God. God is doing this thing specifically for you. But you got to play a part in it. You got to say, come on in, God. I'm opening my heart to you, God. Here I am, God, without one plea, God. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to go with it. You got to play your part. Oh, God. I'm just happy in the Lord today. I'm just happy in the Lord today. See, today's, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Okay, first thing I want to do is thank everybody for visiting. Did I do that? Okay. Next thing, I want to say that the Zeno app is now on iOS and Android. So iOS and Android, you can download the app now and listen to all the great preachers and music and everything else. Talk shows is on Zeno FM. Blog Talk Network is the same, so you can go download the app, put it on your phone, and listen to all the great preachers and pastors and anything other things you want. I found out that music or radio, today's society, radio is just like the internet. You got an internet radio stations, and they are playing podcasts and everything. So many of them out there. But these two, I really like because I've seen and met other pastors and people on these sites that really love Jesus. I really love Jesus. I had a gentleman call me one day on the radio, and I forget whatever the topic was, but we got to talking on the phone. He called the phone, and we got to talking on the phone. And I mean, we must have talked about 2.5 hours on the phone about Jesus. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. God's word tells us that iron sharpens iron. I want to get to know who you are. I want to get there. We don't want to sit down and break bread, and I want us to know that God is. See, if people don't realize that when you realize that there's somebody out there that got the same mind as you, somebody out there that really love God like you love God, it's not so hard to be saved. It's not so hard to be true to God. It is a blessing to know that I got somebody out there that believes in God like I do. So if you see this on YouTube, Facebook, follow me. Leave me a message. Let me know that you love God just like I love God. Let me know that you celebrate God just like I celebrate God. Because I don't know a whole lot of pastors that celebrate God like I do. You know, I see them up there. They all stiff. They look stiff. I'm sorry. They look stiff to me. You know, they so politically correct and so, you know, so, unaccessible, but I love my pastors in the past, man. My pastors in the past, I had good time with my pastors. My pastors, my apostles, I have had good times with the people that God grew up with. I've gone through my hard times, but I've had some good times. And I just want to say to all the pastors that I may have served under, that allowed me to serve under, I want to thank you. Because I may not mention your name a lot, but you have played a part in my development. You have played a part in my development. Now, I can say that because God tells us in his word, he tells us, you know, trials only come to make you stronger. So even if I had to go through a trial with you, even if you had to pop this old head, big head in back and get me right, I thank God for you because God sent me to you, and in the time I was there, I truly do believe that I'm blessed for it. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry, I had to bring that down because, you know, sometimes we fail to understand that when God is doing something with our lives, we believe he can't do nothing bad, or that the bad things in our life don't help us. But everything that God does in our life helps us. So today's scripture for today is James. It's a well-known scripture in probably heard it so many times again and again and again. But I thank God that because when he gave me this scripture, and see, the crazy thing about it is a lot of you think I get the scriptures like a month in advance. I don't. I might get them the day before or that morning of. God, give me a scripture. He'll drop it, and I'm going to it. I don't get them. Anyway, but he gave me the scripture, and he told me to share it with you today. James 1, verse 2 through 5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That in itself to me was, he said to me right then, he said, listen. Listen, son, you might be in a situation right now. You might feel like your back is up against the wall, but count it all joy. Count it all joy. Don't let the world see you in pain. Don't let the world see you hurt. Don't let the world see that you may not be as happy as you want to be. Always walk with your head up. Always walk with your chest poked out. Because you know what? We win in the end. Ain't no such thing as losing with God. You don't lose with God. God can't do nothing but win. So once you get on his team, you're on the winning team. Verse 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith, before I get any further, the testing of your faith, you got to know that you know that you know. I had a pastor, she said that all the time, Pastor McNeil. She said it all the time. She said, you have to know that you know that you know that you know. Was it Pastor McNeil or Pastor Boyd? One of them. Anyway, they say, you know that you know that you know. See, my faith is complete. Because no matter what it looks like, no matter what things are coming against me, no matter how much I need or don't have, I always know that I got my God on my side. I know that Jesus, I know that Jesus is still in control. It says that testing of your faith produces patience. Patience. See, I know that in today's society, you want everything right now. You want everything yesterday. But God says your faith produces patience. Take your time to get that title you're running after. Take your time to get that business started the right way. Take your time to build that ministry up the way you want it to, the way God wants it to be. Be patient. Not wanting anything. Oh, my God, that's the word. That's the word. But let patience have its perfect work. Perfect work. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I forgot it. I didn't realize that was in the James. I was actually quoting from another scripture, and I didn't realize that was part of the scripture. Okay. Complete. Perfection. Patience. And he's not just talking about you becoming complete and perfect. He's talking about the works that you're doing. So as you're building that ministry, if you be patient, you won't forget anything. See, people don't realize that when God is building you, he's building a ministry. He's building, putting a block on top of a block on top of a block. You got to take time, because if this block ain't sturdy, it'll fall down. If this block ain't the right size, it'll tilt over. See, you got to understand it. God is trying to do a perfect work in you. You know, I'm going to stop for a second. And me and my wife was having a conversation the other day. Actually, me and my wife and my kids, we was having a conversation the other day about business and about entrepreneurship and things of that nature. And I said, and I'm 59 now. And I told my kids, I said, the crazy thing is he waited till I was 56 to put the spirit of entrepreneurship in me. And then my wife said, no, he didn't wait to put it in you. It was already in you. You had to go through some changes for it to develop in me. I said, you know what, God? I told my wife, God, I said, y'all need to stop playing with me right now. You need to stop bothering me. You know, let me stop bothering me. Let me do what I'm gonna do. let God be great in me. but that's the thing about it. Because everything that you want, everything you want to be, is already in you. God is doing a work in you right now to bring that best of you out. The biggest thing we have, the biggest problem we have, we get in the way of God. We take steps back when God wants to bring it forward. We move over to the left when God, oh, I seen that dress, so I'm going to go that way. God said, ain't time for you to go that way. I need you to stay here. God, that's a lot of money. I want to get that money. Don't get that money. Hold on for that money, because you're going to get that money if you go through this way. See, God know already. Verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberty and without reproach, and it will be given unto him. See, in my life, I realized that a lot of times we start to understand it. It takes wisdom to do a lot of things we want to do. See, we all think we got the answer. We all think we got the we know what we're doing. We all everybody is perfect in what they're doing. Everybody is perfect in what they know. Everybody is perfect. But somebody came before you. Somebody came before you and did it. The Bible says there's no thing under the sun that hasn't been done. It's not. Today, I'm talking to you about the things of the Lord. God wants to make you perfect. God wants to do things in you that you don't even understand. But until you can come back, sit down, and say, Lord, here I am. He can't. God is a gentleman. He's going to come in when you allow him in. Don't wait till you in trouble to say, oh, God, help me. Don't wait till your thing's going wrong. Say, God, I need you. Don't wait. Right now, lift your hands up. Speak these words with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you right now to come into my life and to cleanse my soul. Lord, if you give me a chance today, I'll change my life and I'll follow you all the days from here on. In Jesus' name is my prayer. See, God said he just needs you to be real with that thing when you say it. If you mean that thing, if the words that you repeated is in your soul, then take the time to get to know Jesus. He's going to do this. He's going to do it right. He's going to allow you a chance to be greater than you ever been. He's going to allow you the ability to be greater than you ever thought you'd be. You want to have that big house, that big car. You just want to be clean from drugs. You want to be clean. You want to get off the lust train. You want to make music that people can respect and love. You want whatever you want to do. Do it with Jesus. He'll bring you through. Well, I thank you for joining me. I praise God for you having me in your home once again. And as always, I'm AJC, and I'll see you next time. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Everybody heard it was too loud, extremely loud and noisy. Oh, I'm sweating.
Who are you on?
Right back in, so you wouldn't notice. Hallelujah, Lord.
crazy.
And this preach on the scene of FM start Thursday. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank you.